But I always kind of thought your haunches was your knees.
It's different. When you're down on your haunches, what position are you in?
You're down on your knees.
And the same as kneeling, or?
No, I think you're kind of in a squatting position, aren't you?
But your knees.
I don't really know, honey, about that, aren't you?
Say if a child was wanting to hide from you, you say he ran behind the couch and he
hid.
He what down?
Crouched down.
Okay. And you say on a man, this would be his
chest.
And these are the
his shoulders.
And this sensitive bone here is the
shin bone.
And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes inside and tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well,
I was expecting that.
I just thought that was going to happen.
I just knew that was going to happen.
Okay. And you say, with your eyes, you
see.
You say, I flutter outside.
I saw a bird outside.
Okay, and we have what so little of you this year. We have
seen so little of you this year.
And if you wanted to know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
live, or where was?
Where does he what from?
A native.
Uh-huh. Where the opposite of go is
gone,
or the opposite
stay.
And say, you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining. You say you had to start work before
daylight.
Or
before dawn.
What's another word for that?
Sunrise.
And you worked until
sunset.
And you say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And at 6 o'clock this morning the sun
rose.
Or when I got outside the sun had already
risen.
And someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale or down and out.
Okay. Anything else you said?
I can't think right now.
Do you ever say puny or peaked?
Oh, yes, he looks puny or looks peaked. Oh, yes, that word used to be used quite a bit.
Which?
Puny and peaked.
Uh-huh. Do you hear them nowadays?
No, you don't hear that much nowadays.
What would you say about a person who's in good shape, who's big and
husky?
Okay. Well, he's not
strong.
Huh?
Or he's good and he's big and strong or husky.
What if he's what's another word for husky?
Stout.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No, I don't. Maybe some people do, but I didn't.
And someone is always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's
has a sweet disposition, or
he's a what kind of person?
A pleasant person.
And someone like a teenage boy, he's just all arms and legs.
Well, now what would you call him? A teenage boy that's all arms and legs. Lanky?
Okay. And someone's always stumbling and dropping things. You'd say he's
clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you call him up.
Keeps doing things that don't make any sense.
You say he's just a plain what?
I don't know. What would you say?
Did you ever say fool?
Oh, I have said that, but that's a bad word to say, I wouldn't think.
You wouldn't say?
I may say he's stupid or he's acting silly, but I don't think I'd say he was a fool.
Because of the Bible?
The Bible, yeah, the Bible says you shouldn't call your brothers and sisters fool.
A person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
He's a hermit or a miser.
Okay, anything else?
That's all I can think of right now.
When you say a person
he's not necessarily a hermit, now it really isn't a